Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus. I'm Cliff.
Hello, I'm Brett.
How are you doing?
Fine and dandy.
I'm gripped by World Cup fever.
Is that how you are? Is the area that you live in gripped?
It's absolutely insane. It's totally bouncing. But everywhere's packed. Yesterday morning, I got the metro into work at 7:30. And there was Brazil fans with their strips on and flags around their shoulders and stuff already out and about, even though their match didn't kick off till 11 p.m. here.
Were they doing like samba dancing and that?
Not on the metro.
That's a shame. It's frowned upon, isn't it?
Everywhere's packed. Me mates who have gone over to the footy saying it's absolutely class. And when Saudi Arabia beat Argentina the other day, like, just the entire place, like, everybody was just buzzing. Like, not me personally, but, like, just the good feeling around that happening, like, was just...
I missed that game. I've missed the two best ones. I got to see the England game, which was nice, obviously. That's the most important thing. But I missed the Japan-Germany one. I missed the Saudi.
I watched that. So I went to watch Argentina the England one. Game in the local... where we go after work, and it was dead. So I was really surprised. And I was thinking, like, I know the fellas who run the bar, and I was thinking they must be gutted, because if the second day of the World Cup and the England game can't get the pub busy, then they're probably going to be thinking, oh, fuck, what's going to happen with the rest of it? But I went for Japan-Germany, and it was like you couldn't get a seat. It was absolutely packed. And we sat next to a table of Japanese fellas, who were absolutely loving it.
Did they take your picture?
No, but I left all of my stuff because I thought, well, give them something to do when the match is finished.
Hey, why do the Qataris leave though?
What?
They're leaving at like 60 minutes and stuff that.
I mean, they could, like, couldn't give a fuck about it, I think.
I think that's probably where it is.
So basically, the all like work is finishing in Qatar at like, I don't know, like 12 every day, like all work. So it's like everybody's been told to go home, but go to the game. So I think everybody's got tickets to go to the games, but I don't think that are like majority of people probably aren't that arse. So they'll like go and then just sneak out.
it doesn't help that the country's out, I guess.
That team's absolutely dreadful. So I remember when the first FIFA came out on the Mega Drive for like 92 or something like that, maybe.
Was it 1990?
I'd never heard of the country Qatar before. But they were on it as the worst team in it. They were like 147th out of all the international teams that were on. And like me and Reedy used to play, we just used to play against them all the time because they were terrible.
So are you enjoying the actual football?
It's all right, isn't it? I enjoyed, I just switched the Holland game on and they scored instantly as soon as the kickoff happened. Great Gakpo. Finish.
Supposed to be good, him. He's highly rated. It's nice.
There are still some players that you haven't really seen, aren't there? Even though people pretend they know everything about football because of Twitter and stats.
Certainly players I haven't seen. No, that's the thing. Some of them have even played in the Premier League. No, I'm like, oh, have they?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Also, so, I'll tell you what, I missed the Iran-Wales game today, but fucking hell, what a result that is. Absolutely can't.
Well, not if you're Welsh.
Well, I'm not.
They were poor Wales, like, I was very disappointed.
Well, one of my mates,
I'd like to see Wales go through, do you know what I mean? I'm not bothered about Wales.
One of my mates is there who, he's a Welsh lad who we play football with. And he was just absolutely ripping into like Bale and Ramsey, saying like they didn't do anything at all. Like,
yeah, because they're busted. They're both busted.
Ramsey's only 32 or something. He's like, he'd already,
yeah, but he's
like,
played two games for Lille this season or something.
Yeah, but well, it didn't work out from there. Apparently, he was crap at Rangers when he signed for them. And obviously, he fell out of favour at Juventus fairly quickly. So he's had about three seasons of hardly playing. He's obviously past it. Yeah, are you drinking Merry Down Cider?
What's Merry Down Cider? I'd like a bit of that.
For the tramps.
Is it for the tramps? Well, no. I'm a little bit more upmarket than that. I'm drinking Hawks Ridge.
Hawks Ridge, of course. Is it a little type?
It's from Asda. Oh, I've got a right taste for it, Cliff. I've got a right taste for it.
I think that's how the people end up being tramps, so watch out.
I'll be on the Mets next. Mm-hmm. You want to? Like Billy Mets? That's
so,
what I'll be doing.
So, yes, it's... honestly, I've been a good boy like the last month or something, not eating lots, not drinking lots and all that. And then the World Cup started and it's kind of Christmas and my life's turned upside down. It's like, it's the,
it's
the,
all gone out
it's
the
just
window.
Fantastic. I love it, but I'm absolutely knackered because like tonight I'm going to watch England at home. It's 11 o'clock kickoff here. So I'm going to watch that in the house. Somebody asked if I wanted to go out to like this, like big fan parks and stuff with huge screens and bars and bands on and all of that kind of stuff. Truly good. Like, oh, we've got some tickets for like there's a big, like the official one, like the Budweiser one, which is near work a bit. And I was like, no, I'm gonna have to go home. I can't be out at 11 o'clock, man. It's too late. Yeah, there I was last night out at 11 o'clock watching Brazil Serbia, just doing a school night. I don't even care about that.
Oh, well, there you go. Hey,
so I'm loving it.
Sad the World Cup anyway. Did you not go and watch Sunderland today?
No, I didn't because I couldn't finish work. Well, actually, I did finish work, but it's like an hour the other direction.
Oh,
come
was
back
it?
Like an hour and a half this way or whatever. It's like right in the far end of Dubai.
Could you get tickets so we go and see them?
Yeah, yeah. It was meant they had an open training session Wednesday and the supporters group were there and looked good. Like some of the lads have been on like the Sunderland official site and on Radio Newcastle talking about it and stuff like that. Apparently everybody was class, like Tony Mowbray, lovely bloke. All the players were great with like all the kids and stuff that went to them. Apparently Luke O'Neill's the nicest guy like ever.
he's also a nutcase, isn't he? If you watch him play. He does crazy things constantly.
He does.
Love him.
And then the other games tonight was meant to be free, but then it ended up being £15 or something, which, you know, if I had the time, I would have gone, but I just couldn't make it. Yeah. One of the lads from work who play football with, he was like, oh, my granddad's over, and he's like a lifelong Sunderland fan, so he's just found out that Sunderland are here, and he wants to go watch it. And I was like, all right, well, I'll put you in touch with the supporters group and stuff. You'd be more than welcome to go with them and, you know, hang out with them. And he was like, he said, so will you make it? I'm like, oh, I just can't. I just don't have the time to go. And they said, oh, he's good. And he like really wants to meet you. Like he's from Jarrah. So this guy from work's from Blackpool, but his granddad's from Jarrah. He's like, oh, he really wants to meet you. He's well up for it. I was like, well, if he's got time for like a beer, like beforehand or whatever, I can maybe nick out at work a bit, like for half an hour and have a beer with him. And then he messages this morning, 7 a.m., a picture of him like full kit on and everything. I thought he's like 60 something.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, he's like, I was like, oh, like, good on him, like, he's ready. He was like, yeah, he's all.
Did he have his socks on and his shorts? Because that's the true measure of a fan.
No, he didn't. He had a scarf on and a top. He's drinking snake bite for breakfast. I was like, well, he's never going to make.
He's from Jarrah, man. Of course, he's drinking snakey. He's from Jarrah.
So either
it's a shame that you couldn't go and see him.
I know. I'm good. I mean, you know what? Like, if I really put my mind to it, I could have gone, but. It was just a lot going on. But yeah, it sounds like it's been great. Like, everybody's loved seeing them, and they've been really good with all the fans. And yeah, he's Terry from Jarrah's made it. And I put him in touch with Stuart, the guy who runs
it. Did they win? What was the score?
They were winning at half time, but I haven't checked the full time score, to be honest.
I didn't even check.
Would it be nice watching them, like, just as the sun goes down and all of that?
It would have been, you know.
Match score only shown at full time, which I would have thought had finished now, because it was 3 hours ago when it started.
although they could, if they're following suit from the World Cup, there could be all that injury time added on.
1-0 and an Ahmad goal.
Ahmad, yeah.
And Lyndon Gooch and an Al-Shabaab player got sent off on 82 minutes.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? They come over to Dubai and they just start fighting.
Some of the lads saw them. There was a big golf tournament here at the weekend, and they were there as well. So, like, Pritchard and Patrick Roberts. So I think they've had a nice relaxing time as well. Let's hope they go back and pick up the season. Like, because we start again, like, next weekend, is it?
I'm not too sure when Sunderland starts.
I think
again,
it starts. It starts.
I know somebody
the
said
World
it was
Cup.
Earlier.
It starts before the World Cup ends.
Which is stupid, isn't it?
Either we have the break or we don't have the break. I would imagine that Jewison Bennett and Bailey Wright will be back fairly quickly, though. So.
that's a possibility. Yes, it is.
Who are Costa Rica? We got absolutely pumped.
They did. I watched like half an hour of it, I think. I mean, Bennett, he started and that, didn't he? He wasn't in the game at all.
None of them were, really. Felt a bit sorry for him.
Yeah.
Did you see Harry Kane protesting about not being able to wear the rainbow armband, even though he could have worn it, by wearing a £500,000 watch that has a bit of rainbow colours on it in a press conference?
No.
I didn't see that. An absolute fucking disgrace that is.
I didn't see that, no. I saw the German players put their hands over their mouths and all that kind of stuff. People are frightened. That's the thing. They're scared to say what would be better is if they just did walk out on the pitch with their armband and get pushed.
But
they
care about it so much, but not enough to risk getting a yellow card, which is pointless. Stupid. It's stupid.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's the Qataris that are stupid, isn't it?
I just think it's like, if you really care about it, wearing a £500,000 watch and having
how do you know it costs £500,000? He could have just.
We have a watch magazine at work, and the guy on my team.
You know for sure.
Dad runs that, and he knows a lot about watches. So yeah, here you go.
Nice. Anyway. So you should follow him about. You might bump into him. You never know.
Honestly, it's mad here.
Nifty swipe of the watch.
Yeah. I'll show a picture of two blokes kissing or something like that. Let's see what happens. Yeah, Brett, we're talking about Super Ted.
Yeah, well, hey, and I'll tell you what, Super Ted's Welsh.
I don't know. I didn't know that.
I think I've read about it before. You'll be sad tonight, yes. So I'll give you a quick synopsis, because I know that you like it, Cliff, don't you?
Yes, so, I love the synopsis.
Super Ted is a Welsh animated TV series about a teddy bear with superpowers, originally created by writer and animator Mike Young to help his son overcome his fear of the dark.
Okay.
It's nice that he's benefited from his son's fears.
It has.
Super Ted and his companion Spotty attempt to thwart Texas Pete, Skeleton, and Bulk in their fiendish plots. That's the synopsis of that.
What episode did we watch? Was it a pilot or something?
It was the pilot, I think. Yeah, it was.
You're straight in. There's no explaining of anything.
you get the explanation in the intro, don't you?
The intro,
but yeah, it's odd.
This isn't. It isn't a good intro. The end is fantastic, but the intros they don't bother with the song, do they? It's literally exposition.
I always found the intro quite ominous.
It is very ominous, especially.
Yeah,
and they threw him in the bin.
And they threw him away like a piece of rubbish.
That was it, yeah. Piece of rubbish.
Like a piece of rubbish. Hey, what a connection of circumstances it is.
Was the Beatles?
Because he's thrown away. No, he's thrown away like a piece of rubbish, and then an alien finds him immediately. Sprinkles his cosmic dust on him.
Yeah, I like the sound of cosmic dust.
I certainly do as well.
And then that's not enough.
It's not enough,
dust
is it?
Only does so much.
It brings him to life, and that's it, doesn't it?
But he didn't. He's not super.
After that, Spotty takes him to a magic cloud.
Where's Spotty? And Spotty the alien that comes.
Spotty's the alien. He takes him to a magic cloud, and he introduces him to Mother Nature, who gives him special powers.
Special powers.
Not superpowers.
Mother Nature, who Spotty just hangs about with.
Yeah. I tell you what I'm going to do with this teddy bear I've just brought to life. The first thing I'm going to do is take him to Mother Nature so he can get special powers.
Mother Nature's funny, isn't she? Like, just having a bit of a laugh with the fucking weather and that.
Mother Nature got better things to do. Spotty turns up. Fucking what? I'm busy.
Well, it's
just I'm Mother Nature.
Brett, it didn't fit the brief. There's nothing natural about what's happened. So I don't know why she's involved at all. He's a toy.
He's fiddling with the laws of nature, and isn't he Spotty? And she's welcomed him into a home.
So maybe Mother Nature's like a mad scientist.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? But there you go. So, did you like Super Ted as a kid, Cliff?
I did, and I remember my dad liking it, so I think he'll be pleased with doing this. I'm sure my dad once claimed to know, and he will definitely message tell, and I want you to, Dad, so I'm sure my dad said he knew what the secret word was, but I don't think anybody knows what the secret word is.
I think I do know what the secret word is, and it was revealed at some kind of fan conference.
Okay, right? That might be why.
By the writer. And unfortunately, it's incredibly disappointing.
All right. Go on then.
Do you want to know where it is?
Of course I do, yeah.
The word is Super Ted.
He just said Super Ted.
He just said, apparently.
He whispers Super Ted to himself.
That's it.
Why is it secret then? It's his name?
I've got no idea. They shouldn't have said anything in this convention.
But if I say it, nothing happens because I don't have superpowers. It doesn't need to be secret.
No, but you all, because it was secret, right? You wanted to know what it was, didn't you? It was a mystery. Mm-hmm. So now that they've revealed it at this conference, I mean, this is on IMDb in the facts bit. Okay. It could be made up. Some idiot could have just wrote it in. It's a possibility. I think they should have just left it and not said anything. Because I always want to know what the word was.
I know,
because never know. I could have turned super if I knew it. Couldn't I?
And maybe by doing so, you would have torn your skin off and flown away.
Which would be great. I'd like that.
Peel your skin off and then just
peel
jump
me
in
skin
the sky.
Off. Peel my skin off. That's what I would have done. But yeah, I liked Super Ted, and I enjoyed watching it for this as well. Because it was incredibly short.
It's incredible. 7 minutes.
there was no time to dislike it at all. Was
it? I thought it was still good. Bit random, I think. Like, everything about it's a bit random. But if it's like for kids' stories, then I think that's all right. The space, the superpowers, there's aliens, there's bad guys. Yeah. The silly bad guys, and like
I tell you what, the skeleton cliff is outrageously camp. There's no way that this has been shown in Qatar.
I think I like turned my head and then heard the voice. I was like, "Who the fuck's that?"
So, I can't remember being that camp.
I can't, but we wouldn't have known when we were kids, right? We would.
I wouldn't even thought about it.
But voices are class.
Yes. The voice is all good.
Apart from Super Ted's voice, because he's a bit...
I couldn't get Super Ted's voice, to be honest. I don't think he's the most famous of the actors, is he? The guy that's
no,
Super Ted.
The voices are...
Derek Griffiths.
Derek Griffiths.
Welsh name. So
there was a series made in Welsh Welsh language,
mm-hmm.
and then they overdubbed that. I don't. Do you need to overdub it when it's just like
probably
it's been dubbed?
Have you ever heard Welsh?
No, but like it's not real people talking, is it? Like that's not dubbing. You know what I mean? It's not like somebody playing a video of this, like what we're on now, with different voices doing our voices, is it?
Well, that it's animation, isn't it? So it's easier. It's less likely that you're going to spot what's being dubbed, I guess, aren't you? That's the thing.
Well, all animation's dubbed because it's not real.
If they've animated it to the Welsh language, then you know what I mean?
It could be a little bit odd.
I don't know.
Anyway, he's a bit crap, but the other voice actors are class.
Well, it's like a who's who of like great British actors from that little time, isn't it? We've got Doctor Who, who's Spotty, John Pertwee.
John Pertwee, class. Like you hear his voice and immediately know it's him.
Uh huh. We've got Victor Spinetti,
the Beatles'
Texas
friend.
Pete.
Yeah, and that's, yes. his accent is amazing. It's like so
it really
not a real Texas accent, but it's got
it is. Roy Kinnear, who
Roy
was
Kinnear.
Also in Help.
Roy Kinnear, yes. Absolutely.
He was Bulk. Melvin Hayes, who was the skeleton, yeah. who's in Ain't Half Hot Mum,
yeah.
Yeah.
Was he not in he's in Dracula?
Yeah, he's in Dracula as well. He's the young. No, he's in Frankenstein. He's the young Victor Frankenstein. Yes,
he's the young guy when he's a teenager.
That's right. Yes, and Peter Hawkins, who's the narrator, who has a great voice, and he's probably he's the ominous voice at the start.
He also did the voice in Jimbo. Okay, yes. I thought he did Daleks.
I think he might have done Daleks. It's something to do with Doctor Who as well.
Jimbo's good. It's created by a guy called Mike Young. And Mike Young, if you have a look at what he did after this, nothing good for the rest of his career.
But it was massive, I think, though, wasn't it? Because there was books before the animated series and stuff.
Came from books.
And everybody knows, if you were from our era, if you were a kid in the 80s and you lived where we lived in Britain, you definitely know what Super Ted was.
I think also it's like, it's one of those things, if we want to like be a little bit analytical of it, it's like a British superhero. It's so like twee, like it's not like bombastic, like American like cartoons. It's very, very British and like parochial.
It's very camp, isn't it?
And it's quite camp, yeah. Like Super Ted's quite camp. Skeleton is absolutely outrageous. He might as well be like...
He is outrageous. I love him. He's absolutely class. But he's completely outrageous, isn't
Bulk,
he?
Roy Kinnear plays like the daft sidekick, the big idiot sidekick.
The bumbling idiot, yes.
Mm-hmm. Spotty's
Texas
camp,
Pete.
Like, I don't get
it. Were you a little bit... Spotty's camp. Were you a little bit afraid of Texas Pete?
I probably would have been, but he's like really over the top character, isn't he? Like, he's not scary when you watch it now.
Yeah, I mean, in the episode that we watched, it's something about the Incas that
I can't remember.
And he Texas Pete does find the Inca gold, and he says, "I'm going to be as rich as a Texan." Wait, I am a Texan. He's called Texas Pete. He doesn't even know his own name. Why do you think they've called you Texas Pete? I mean, it's just a run-of-the-mill little jitty, isn't it? Little story, but enjoyable.
Yeah, it's totally enjoyable.
Super Ted is being hired to find the Inca's gold to put it in a museum.
Is he a soldier of fortune?
I think he is, yes. <isn't he>? And obviously Texas Pete and his cronies, they're there to steal it. That's it. And obviously Super Ted, foils the plan, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens. I would like to know how Texas Pete is got involved with the skeleton and how did that meeting come about?
There's like nothing to say how any of these guys are like hanging about together or anything.
has he met this outrageously calm skeleton in a bar? I mean, he's got a handlebar moustache, hasn't he?
Yeah, chaps.
He's got chaps. He's rooting and tooting. So, yes, I'd like to know how that happened.
Why are they a skeleton? Would you like to join me for a rootin' and a tootin'? I can see it. I can see it.
It's an odd bunch, isn't it? It's an odd casting character.
So, of course, those Beatles links are there again, as they're with everything. Mm-hmm. The reason Victor Spinetti's in it, do you know why this is?
No, I don't know why.
So, the guy, Mike Young, lived above a fish and chip shop in Wales. And the fish and chip shop was owned by Victor Spinetti. So when they come to do this show, in English,
Victor Spinetti owns, I hope it's a chain of fish and chip shops. It's just the one?
As far as I know, I don't know, like maybe he's behind a lot of other like cartoons from the 80s as well.
I hope so. Spinetti's Fish and Chips.
Uh-huh. So,
what a guy!
So, yeah, that's how we ended up being this. It's like maybe he brought Roy Kinnear along. I don't know. Like it's
and Doctor Who, because Pertwee's voice is excellent, isn't it? I mean, he's Doctor Who. He's Wurzel Gummidge. His voice is great.
I was thinking Gummidge before Doctor Who before Pertwee. Man.
Yeah, well, you would. I would have to do Wurzel Gummidge at some point because that's another one. Yeah, that's another one that was a bit scary, wasn't it?
Terrifying.
I remember
a room
it being
full
scary.
Of fucking heads.
Yeah, he changes his heads. Oh, I'll just put my reading head on.
Does he have brass hands as well, like Bob Hope?
Brass hands. I think that might be Vic and Bob Cliff.
There's no, there was a similar, I think it was in the Wizard and Chips or some shit like that. Somebody called Brass Neck that also had interchangeable heads. Was like a cartoon
Brass
on.
Neck.
A comic strip in one of them. Anyway, yes, it's good, but the song at the end.
Oh, hey, that was a blast from the past. I had completely
forgotten about it. And as soon as it started, it's brilliant.
It's a fantastic disco style.
It is really good.
It comes out of nowhere, doesn't it?
You can imagine
it's the 80s. Why disco? Why disco?
You can imagine it being played at like a party in a working men's club, can't you?
Yeah, you can. I'd definitely stick it on the jukebox if it was on there, without any doubt.
Be quite sure you wouldn't get a lot of money's worth for it. But,
well, remember when I stuck Doctor Who on? Similar thing.
Yes.
But I love that. I love that.
It was great.
The end credits song. It was
I've got a quiz for you. Let's see if I can find it. I've made it in the notes on my phone.
Oh, no.
Famous Teds.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay.
I've got one of me.
You got the premise? You understand what I'm asking you about?
Okay. Uh-huh.
This Ted used to be babysat by the actor Bruce Campbell when he was a kid, all thanks to his older brother.
Oh, yeah. Fucking hell.
He's an actor, and his brother's
the director. What's his fucking name, man?
You should know. This
I forgot his name.
This is the easy one for you.
It's
the
easy
buff.
One, is it? Fucking hell.
I forgot his name. Drag Me to Hell.
I know he did an Evil Dead.
An Evil Dead, obviously. But...
yes, I've just forgotten his second name. It's gone out of my head.
This Ted is Ted Raimi.
Ted Raimi, yes. I can't believe I forgot his name.
We'll just pretend you
too
got
much
that
cider.
One. Nah. Number two, this Ted is now a minister who is also accused and found guilty of fraudulently embezzling $20 million of donations from the church. That's unusual and ironic because in his previous wrestling life, it was all about the money. Do you know who it
Ted
is?
Ted DiBiase.
It is Ted DiBiase, yes.
So hang on, what's Ted DiBiase been doing?
So he runs some
churches.
Kind of like minister, like he's a minister in some kind of like pretend church, and he asks for donations to it. And I assume all of those things, the money doesn't get spent on whatever it says that's spent on. But he was found to have not paid tax and just hidden all of this money, like $20 million that had been sent into it.
Yeah, but you got done. That's like all of them, isn't it? Surely they're all artists.
I know. Well, maybe he's
those,
just the
those evangelicals.
Uh-huh,
the evangelicals.
Well, I'm almost at the end of that revival book that I've had since I wrote some. Well, yeah, so something like that's going on about now.
All right, uh-huh.
I don't like it.
Till you get the end.
I don't like
you
it.
You don't the like the book?
I don't like the guy. He's horrible.
Oh, which one? The minister guy?
Uh-huh, the minister.
The priesty guy.
Yeah.
What about the other guy who's like the main protagonist? Is he a sound engineer at this point and talking about loads of bands?
Yeah. So he's now working with, he's now back with the guy trying to fix his ex-girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Well, tell us what you think of it at the end. The end's class.
We're talking about Revival by Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Great book.
Ted number three. This Ted makes fairly basic designer shirts that you can get in Debenhams and that.
Is it Ted Baker?
It is Ted Baker. Yes, well done.
Mm.
Okay. This Ted had an affair with Whoopi Goldberg while they filmed a film together.
Is this Ted Danson?
It is, yes.
Hey, I've got a good Ted Danson film for you. We're going to watch at some point.
Okay.
Which is also starring Stephen King.
Starring which Stephen is creep. King?
Yes, yeah, Stephen King's in it. Creep Show. It's like, you'll love it.
Okay. I've got that saved. Okay. The fifth and final Ted. This Ted is a series of boring lectures for fucking idiots. And they all talk about life coaching and other kind of shit for cunts.
Well, is that Ted?
Ted talks, I think.
I got them all right, apart from the one that I should have gotten right.
The one that I thought was a shoe in, but yeah. Never mind.
You go.
You froze on the spot, Brett. You won't be the first person. You won't be the last.
Hey, you know, it will happen to us again, won't it, Cliff? It will.
Mm-hmm. Next time I ask you a question.
Yeah, probably.
So here's a question for you. What music
Another
have you
one.
Got this week, Brett?
Well, this week, Cliff. Oh,
you got your map out again.
I'd prepared lots of things, you see. I had wrote questions for you.
What?
For one. But I'll keep them for next week.
Oh, are they? Right? Well, sure. We've got a bit of time.
No, the time's running
out. We've got 7 minutes before the time runs out.
No, these are a deep dive into your minds.
Okay.
So we'll keep them for next week when we're going to officially reveal that it's going to be the Cook Report.
Yes. Uh-huh. What's it about? Fucking hot dog wars?
Hot dog wars. Now, we've made the mistake in the past of naming names on this podcast. We're not going to do that. We don't want anybody knocking on my house. Although it was 32 years ago or whatever.
Might still hold a grudge.
I think they definitely will when you watch it. But it's extremely funny.
Speaking Bob like spoof on?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Yes, it is like an episode of Vic and Bob. That's why I want to watch it. I think Vic. It's outside, it's the Vic and Bob Foods or something like that, isn't it? The warehouse.
Yeah.
And Roger comes over. Yeah. You interfering get.
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot of that kind of stuff. Okay. Yeah, so I have got music this week. It's from Chris Boddington, who we've had on before.
Uh-huh.
And the song is called The Beat Won't Stop. And Chris has got an album coming out on the 16th of December called Can't Complain.
Can't complain about that, can you?
Yeah. No to complain about it,
Right. Well, a fairly rapid-fire one because there's football on and England play tonight. So I'm going to try and get this out for when it starts so nobody listen to it.
Don't get it out. Not again.
No.
Leave that until we're finished.
Terrible discrepancies.
It did. Look, it me eye out.
I just like Dirty Den, all right.
Don't do that again.
You don't want to do it again.
Don't do that again. It was horrible.
I'm working up to it.
No, don't. Please don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Tell you what, it'll leave a sour taste for the end of the show before Chris's lovely song comes on. So I won't do it.
But yeah, don't do it.
Consider this a lucky escape, right?
I certainly will. It was horrific the last time. Yes, it was.
Also, I keep seeing the version of it that obviously I took to send you. And every now and then I see it.
Why do you keep saying it though? Why does that situation come up?
Oh, it's
where you keep seeing it. Oh, that'll that work.
So yeah, right. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to France.
Toodles.
Next week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But any particular reason?
Go to fancy
getting
Duke.
In the catacombs again, are you?
I'll be trying. no, just going for a fancy do. But I'll be back Thursday and I've got a couple of days off. So I will let you know when I can do it. This is
and
admin.
I'll let
we
you
don't
know
the...
when I can do it.
We don't need to do the admin as part of the recording, but a little bit of a glimpse into the exciting lives of two podcasters in different parts of the world. Right.
Yeah.
Here's Chris Buddington. Enjoy it. Watch Super Ted. Listen to Skeleton's voice. Go to Victor Spinetti's fish and chip shop. And we'll see you next time. Or something like that. Ta-ra.
Bye.
This world, the next world, and the previous world. And we have all of that running in our pulse, running in our blood. That's what music awakens, quickens, brings back to life, brings all of us to life. Music is not just about music, but what's so powerful is it's about everything else in the world. Music is not about itself. It's about everything else we care about, we think about, we feel. To describe people's lives, to describe people's hope, to describe everything people long to have in this world, which comes in its first form through music. And to know that we bring them into the world in order to change the world with incredible spiritual force. And that spiritual force is in music. Just no stop. Music is about balance, understanding, and beautifully judged gesture. We need more equality. Music creates this space that we have no choice but to share. We have to realize we're sharing everything on this planet. The water, the air, the hopes of our children. This deep shared space is created by music. Justice comes into the world when a courageous, beautiful human being raises their voice and sings with power, beauty, grace, and joy.
The beat won't stop, now there's just no stopping it. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.